Today we'll be doing Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Ein Mokrin Talis Mitzuyetzes Liovir Kochavim Shema Yislave Im Yisrael Baderech V'Yahargen. One is not permitted to sell a kosher talis to a non-Jew because we're afraid that by wearing a talis, so a different Jew may believe he's Jewish or that he's friendly with Jews, and then he'll start to become friends with him, and the non-Jew will turn around and kill him. Afilu Lemashkin Lahavke Talis Mitzuyetzes Liovir Kochavim. So even to give a talis as a collateral or as a deposit to make your non-Jew, make a non-Jew your shomer to watch a talis is also problematic. Unless it's a temporary thing, let's say you're only giving it to him as a deposit for an hour or two, where this concern doesn't exist, then it would be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Vav tells us, even if he's a merchant, because he's also suspect when it comes to murder and when it comes to immorality, when it comes to things like adultery. And the case we mentioned in the previous halacha that says that we can assume that he bought it from a reliable Jew is where the Jew went ahead and lent it to him even though he wasn't supposed to or sold it to him. Another possible reason the Gemara says why you're not allowed to lend a talis to a non-Jew is that it may turn out that talis was used in exchange for the services of a prostitute, and she could claim that maybe a Jew gave it to her, and therefore it would be usher to sell to a non-Jew for that reason. So the reason of non-Jews murdering us, so that doesn't apply as much today, but the reason of znus, of immorality, that reason would still apply. But if you removed the tzitzis, even if the holes still remain, then you would be allowed to sell those tzitzis to a non-Jew, because everyone realizes that the tzitzis are possible. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Simcha Vav tomorrow.